Please vote wisely. Counter-information warfare. October 27, 2024, Harold K. Brown, citizen of the United States of America. Fellow Americans. As citizens of this great nation, each of us holds the responsibility to safeguard our shared values. Our Constitution, institutions, and freedoms are worth protecting, for ourselves, our neighbors, and future generations. We the people are the only ones who can protect them. We are the last line of defense. Our nation's freedom, democracy, and strength inspire pride in our American identity. Yet, these foundational values are under siege, not by military force, but by sophisticated information warfare designed to divide us. Both foreign and domestic adversaries seek to erode our trust in one another and in our democratic institutions. Their target is not a single political faction but our unity, the strength that fortifies us all. As a priority, I ask you to defend against this onslaught. To seek these ends, I ask you to please vote wisely. Consider all the factors when deciding. First and foremost, protect our Constitution and the institutions that keep us free. The threat of misinformation. Today, information warfare campaigns exploit social media and instant communication to manipulate democratic values, often distorting news stories and posts to influence our thoughts, emotions, and even actions. These campaigns spread false narratives that seem increasingly plausible over time, fracturing our nation from within. Most people have been impacted in some way, so we must all be cautious. Not all IWCs aim to favor one side. Many simply seek to divide Americans, pushing us toward polarized extremes. By sowing discord, they weaken our democratic processes, foster confusion, and erode our capacity to work together. In extreme cases, this division can spiral into chaos and violence, threatening our Constitution and the institutions that protect our freedoms. For decades, adversarial nations have waged cyberspace and economic warfare, yet information warfare may be the most insidious weapon they wield. This threat is real and ongoing. And as citizens, we are our nation's best, and possibly last, line of defense. Recognizing the true adversaries. This threat transcends political boundaries. Liberals, conservatives, and independents alike are all vulnerable. Adversaries craft divisive messages that resonate with our personal values to capture our attention, only to then push us toward extremes and deepen mistrust. It's essential to recognize that these actors aren't only foreign. Some domestic groups also exploit this chaos for profit or influence. Unlike traditional newspapers, internet content is dynamic and deeply personalized. Behind the scenes, powerful algorithms tailor what each person sees, often reinforcing our views on certain topics while quietly nudging us toward extreme positions on others. This influence operates without bounds, subtly shifting perspectives and mental states in ways we may not even notice. Taking action against division. We can protect our unity by critically assessing the information we consume. This doesn't mean abandoning our beliefs. It means safeguarding them from manipulation. Our democracy's strength as a republic depends on our ability to listen, engage in respectful dialogue, and unite against those who would exploit our differences. A call to unity. We, the people, must establish these commitments. Protect our constitutional values. Our Constitution is the foundation that protects our freedoms. If you find yourself supporting any position that risks undermining or replacing it, stand firm and support those who defend it. Verify before sharing. Take a moment to confirm the accuracy of information before sharing it. Reliable sources and fact-checking tools can help us separate truth from manipulation. Even unintentional sharing of misinformation can have real consequences. If you can't verify it, consider it a red flag. Question extreme content. If a piece of content stirs intense emotions like anger, fear, or hatred, it may be crafted to manipulate. Approach such content with caution, regardless of your beliefs. Extreme narratives often distract us from shared values. Engage in civil discourse. Civil discussion strengthens democracy. Talk with people holding different views and engage respectfully. Constructive dialogue fosters understanding and weakens the adversary's influence. Promote unity across political divides. Work toward the shared goal of a stronger America. Emphasize our common values, freedom, democracy, and respect for the rule of law. Remind each other that unity is essential, especially in turbulent times. Adversarial tactic mitigation. Together, we can protect America, not by surrendering our beliefs, but by seeking common ground that strengthens us and reflects our nation's diversity. Our Constitution and institutions are as relevant now as at our founding, and it is our duty to safeguard them. We must protect our institutions. Conclusion. Fellow Americans, the responsibility to protect our democracy rests with us. When you cast your vote, do so with the future of our Constitution and the unity of our people in mind. Stand strong against those who seek to divide us. Let your vote be a declaration of unity, democracy, and peace. Together, let's counter campaigns against our unity. Vote wisely, not for any one leader or ideology, but for the enduring strength and integrity of our nation.